This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The special focus week on Power 98.7 is proudly brought to you by South African Tourism, inspiring new ways.
Inspiring new ways, South African tourism, and we are joined online by the CEO of Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Ntata Chifiwa Chibenga, certainly to help us get into a conversation around tourism in focus. And so certainly I think lots to unpack there, and I think it's one of those where the rains have come. We're excited for spring, and so all things tourism are certainly, I think, exciting conversation at this point in time. Dada Chibiwa, how are you?
I am good, and I hope you are well, and good evening to yourself and the listeners.
100%, and certainly am well. And then maybe just kind of, you know, bringing the power listener to just the work that Tourism Business Council of South Africa actually does in advancing, of course, economic development that is particularly leaning on tourism in South Africa.
Well, you know, Tourism Business Council of South Africa is a multi-dimension of various associations across various sectors of tourism in South Africa, starting from big businesses, medium-sized, listed companies, independently owned, and of course, many, many small businesses that spans across from accommodation to tour operators, travel agents, and many other independent, people who are, participants in the tourism economy. And of course, more importantly, the informal businesses that forms part of tourism, across the board. Those are the businesses that we represent as a unified voice or the leading voice of the industry, representing the private sector interest, in making sure that tourism thrives, creates employment, and of course it impacts the lives of those that work in it, and also the communities that we work around. So our job is to make sure that everything that's tourism related, moves forward. We focus on issues around policy and many other issues and projects across the board that ensures that, there's a smooth delivery of tourism across the board. Tourism is delivered by private sector, by individuals that are in it. And our job is to make sure that those individuals do the work that they do, free of any interruptions or free of anything that ensures that, the businesses don't go forward. So that's our job in a broader sense of the word. And that's what we do. We represent the interests of the private sector across the tourism value chain.
And I mean, I think, it's one lens to look at, I guess, representing the interests of the private sector. But, there's someone also on the other side of the equation. There's public sector, there's labor, and then there's civic society as well. And how are you guys, I guess, finding life living through this kind of social compact and contract that you've got to navigate to be able to deliver, I guess, world-class tourism, particularly insofar as delivered by private sector?
Well, we work very closely with, all the social partners. We are an active participant at NEDLAC on various issues. You would have heard us during the COVID pandemic, when it came to reopening tourism. We're in the forefront in making sure that, we are reopened early and we're able to trade and the trading conditions are good. And that work is done through collaboration with labor, also collaboration with community, collaboration with government. And of course, when I talk about community, the civic society and everyone involved in making sure that we shape the economy of this country, we're all involved and we work together, because tourism happens with communities. We have to make sure that just participate. There is labor that's involved. We must make sure that labor, is there and it does what it needs to do. And there's government from the policy point of view. We make sure that those policies are smooth and that they are conducive for business. And of course, there's clients, those that travel, who are the most important people in the equation, because without people traveling, we don't have a thriving tourism economy. And when I talk about travelers, I talk about many travelers. I talk about those that travel for conferencing, sporting events, and many other aspects of travel domestically, and of course, international travelers, you know, that come into our shores to enjoy what the country has to offer. So the equation involves everyone, and we have to work together for the benefit of the country.
And I mean, I think we're finding ourselves, of course, quite excited to be able to attend conferences again in person, etc. And we're hearing that you guys also at this point in time have a tourism leadership conference that's coming up in Sun City.
Indeed, we're excited that conferences are open and we need to lead by example. We will be having the leadership or tourism leadership conference in Sun City from the 14th to the 16th of September, which is Tourism Month here in South Africa. And of course, globally, the tourism day comes just after the conference. So what we are doing there is to make sure that, we reimagine, the sector as it is. We've gone through the pandemic. We've seen the devastation firsthand, and we need to now sit down as tourism leaders and think of the future. What are we going to do between now and 2030? What type of tourist arrivals are we looking at from international markets? And what are the markets that we need to be looking at? You know, what should be driving, those type of intelligence? And also, what type of budget, needs to be allocated to tourism, from government point of view, having looked at the return on investment that we bring to the table. And of course, there are various things that we need to look at. We need to look at the policy environment here in South Africa. We need to look at how we work together as a region, meaning the SADC region. We need to learn from the best. And there are many regions that work very closely together. If you look at Asia Pacific, the countries like your Vietnam, your Cambodia, your Thailand, and many others across that region, they work very closely together in terms of promoting regional tourism. We need to do the same. We still have challenges, within the SADC that we need to deal with. Issues of small business, we need to deal with those. How do we make sure that small business don't remain small business in tourism? How can we graduate the small businesses to become big businesses? And of course, many other issues, that are quite important in the world of tourism. We need to look at the global environment, what is happening, what is the appetite for travel, what's going to happen with, the increase in pricing, whether it's fuel or many other issues. So we need to look outside ourselves as well to make sure that, we think clearly, about the environment that we operate in. Mm. But more importantly, the big thing that we want to, address, it's two things, actually. One, how can tourism contribute more to the GDP of South Africa? We need to do better. In terms of our contribution, and we need to unearth what is it that we need to do better in terms of GDP contribution. The second and the most important part, how do we deal with the issue of unemployment here in South Africa, especially youth unemployment? Tourism has a potential to create jobs both in urban areas and rural areas. How do we make sure that we collectively, increase the number of people who work in our industry? How do we make sure that the industry, absorbs all these young people that are sitting at home, graduated, studied tourism, they struggle to get internships. We need to tackle that. And that's the most important part. Once we tackle that, we will see more stability across the country and many other sectors as well. I'm sure they will be looking at it, from that particular view.
And I mean, that's an interesting one, Ntate Chibengwa, because tourism does, by design, tend to employ more young people. I think the last stat I looked at is that more than 60% of the people who were employed in the industry were under the age of 34. But one of the interesting things that were legislatively developments that were also then, I guess, asking about pressure points in the tourism industry, was that bill, that tourism bill that was asking questions around, the role of Airbnbs, for example, and potentially having caps in number of sleeping days that they can have. And the pressure point or the pushback was that, it also is young people who are employed in cleaning some of these Airbnbs, and some of them are maybe opening up their own homes as well. So is this not counterfactual, or at least in one way or another, working against the big aspirations of solving the job and employment issues?
Well, we need to look at it broadly, and we need to look at integrating, the experiences, that everyone brings to the table. And also, how do we make sure that there's entrepreneurs that space? With more entrepreneurs coming into the space, you tend to create more jobs. So it's very important that, the technologies, that have been developed, we integrate them into, the workings of tourism. And we make sure that there is space for everyone to operate, because we cannot ignore the advancement of the of technology. So there is that part. So what we need to do is to look at the bill, you know, tourism bill or the amendment that we've been looking at for quite a number of years now, to say, how do we make sure that the bill supports existing businesses and new businesses that may emerge, and also caters for things that we may not know, because we work in a very dynamic environment whereby, you know, things come in, new technology comes in, and so forth and so on. But more importantly, we must look at the regulatory environment, because the regulatory environment is big, because big businesses will come and say, well, but we are complying to 1, 2, 3, 4 rules. Perhaps we need to look at deregulation to say, how do we deregulate the tourism industry and or certain aspects of it, so that, you know, big businesses can participate, small businesses can participate, there isn't too much red tape, and we're able to coexist and deliver on the experience. If you look at countries like Thailand and the delivery of tourism on the ground, you will see that the participation comes from everyone on the ground. We need to do the same thing to make sure that we broaden this pie, we add into, you know, the entrepreneur pool or SME pool. We graduate SMEs to medium-sized and big businesses. And more importantly, young people have a space where they can bring new ideas, new experiences, whereby, you know, we can then go to the world and say, come to South Africa. These are the new things that we offer.
Sure. Graduating SMEs into big business, looking at issues of regional integration, also working really well with all our social partners, and of course ensuring that our policy directives are solving for the big burning platform at this point in time, which is youth unemployment in South Africa. And this, of course, are the big aspirations coming out of Tourism Business Council of South Africa. And yeah, Ntate Chipiwa, thank you very much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Power listener, that was Chipiwa Chivengwa, who is the CEO of Tourism Business Council of South Africa, of course, giving us, you know, the aspirations of you know, TBCSA at this point in time, and also just celebrating that we are in at least back in an era where we can now start to have, you know, face-to-face conferences. And so they've got a tourism leadership conference to put the heads together. And this is in Sun City in September. Put heads together to ensure that we look at tourism, look at policy, and look at all the other issues there affecting that particular industry, to make sure we bounce back from, of course, just the ravaging that they went through in the context of the COVID era. So certainly looking forward to that kind of work, and hoping that they come up with good ideas and good practical programs to help reignite an industry that had directly contributed about 5% of our GDP, but indirectly closer to 10%. And so certainly not a small part of our economy. Bayanda, what's up?
The Special Focus Week on Power 98.7 is proudly brought to you by South African Tourism, inspiring new ways.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.